just decomposes in a little plate. And then I draw it in ink and I draw it in pencil. Then I might, just for fun, draw it in colored pencils. Or then draw it and then paint little watercolor washes over it. You know, sometimes I knit. I rarely watch TV, mainly because I just don't know what to watch. And sometimes it'll take 45 minutes to select something to watch, and then it's time to go to bed. So anyway, sometimes I will cook something.
That's my mother, Margaret. Margaret is sitting in her sunny dining room on a cold January morning while our producer, Marcel Malikibu, sets up the recording equipment. And I am in my office in Phoenix, Arizona, in my pajamas, wondering when she will notice that I am on her computer screen.
How are we doing here? Oh, I can see Nora now. Look at her. She's adjusting her microphone. She's a vision in pink. Look at that. Look at that. Nora, my pinkish hair has been kind of a hit with people.
It looks great.
I just have to rejuvenate it a little bit. Isn't the sound of your voice, doesn't it, surprise you? You think, I don't sound like that.
We're here because for Valentine's Day, I had an idea for an episode. Okay, Marcel, here is my idea. I want to find my mom a boyfriend.
Okay.
And I'm going to call the episode, Nora Needs a New Dad.
I don't know if your mom's boyfriend at this age would be your dad, though. I don't think you can have a new dad at your age, Nora. You had one. He's no longer with us. Okay.
I'm sorry. Are you trying to tell me that at age 40, I can't have a new father in my life?
I think 40 is the cutoff for a step parent. Like, it's just a complete technicality. It's not even a step parent anymore. It's just your mom's boyfriend.
And if I would have done this 5 years ago, I could have had a dad.
Yeah, maybe like a cool dad. Like,
yeah,
almost like an older brother dad. Like, she'd have to date a dude that was like 15 years her junior.
And then
he'd be like a cool older brother that you call dad, but it's like dad with a wink.
No, I want a man my dead dad's age, the age my dad could be, to I don't know. I don't even remember what dads do, but I just know I want one.
You want a man of wisdom.
Yes. Yes. So I asked my mom, I texted her, if she was open to this idea. And she said she had to think about it. And a few days later, she texted and said, what will this entail? And I replied and said, I don't know, because as you could possibly surmise from my conversation with Marcel, I don't know. My mom also warned me that she had limited availability. She had lots of plans, and the only date that would work for her was 8:30 a.m. her time on a Monday morning. I'm like, no, I don't sound like an eighth grade boy. No, I like my, no, I have a great voice. Every time I hear my voice, I'm like, who's that boy teetering into puberty? Okay. Just about ready to right in there.
At least you won't need hormones, Nora.
I won't. I mean, maybe I will. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows how hormones work. Nobody even knows what hormones are.
Well, my high school biology teacher did.
Oh.
She taught us all about
it. I'm sure mine did too.
Yeah.
I had a great biology teacher. Bio. So we're back. And we are talking to my mother about dating in your 60s or her 70s, which is where she is now.
A friend of mine thought I should, air quotes, date a friend of hers who was a widower. And she finagled or whatever. We all met for coffee, and I don't think he knew what was happening. But it was fine. It was fine. We all three of us chatted, and then like 3 months later, we drove to Northfield and had lunch and came back and drove past the Buddhist temple somewhere that he knew about. Then maybe a couple months later, we went to a movie. But, you know what Bruce Springsteen says, you know, you've quoted that before. Can't start a fire without a spark. So, you know, he was nice. He was a nice guy. But, you know, I don't know. I just wasn't really ready to have a boyfriend and nothing. It just never really went anywhere. So he didn't drive after dark either, which is really a hindrance to having any sort of relationship once you reach, I would say, late 60s, early 70s. I don't like to drive in the dark. I'm endangering other people's lives, actually. So
well, I love that. I love that you know it. I love that you're not going to do it. You know,
I do it sometimes when I know, when I'm familiar with the route, you know, and I know where I'm going, but otherwise I don't. So yeah, it's a challenge, the whole dating thing. Well, summer is the time for old people to get together because you have a lot more daylight to experiment with.
You have a lot more daylight. There's no ice on the roads.
Yep.
Okay, so Marcel, my mom did go out with this guy apparently a few times and apparently more than a few times and apparently without me even knowing.
First off, Nora, your mom does not need to explain to you who she's dating, okay? Your mother is a grown woman with grown things going on in her condo.
That's true, but I am nosy.
Nora, do you remember when Q was born?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Marcel, you might know this. Q's my youngest child, so I do remember when he was born. I was there.
Well, I would hope so, unlike Madge forgetting that your birthday is December 28th.
Yeah, my mom can't remember my birthday, but I do remember giving birth.
All right, so when you texted me or called me or someone said that you were on your way to the hospital, this gentleman X, we were at the Northrop King building at Open Studios. And I'm like, dude, I got to go. There's something really important going on here. So that was a long time ago. So intermittently over the ensuing years, we would get together with other people or, you know, it wasn't like a dating situation. He's very into music. He knows a lot about music. He worked in the advertising biz. God, I hope he never listens to this because it would be horrible. I don't think he would, but I would, yeah. Anyway, that's, so he would call me sometimes or we'd talk about music. We'd talk on the phone. We didn't see each other very often at lunch, maybe with a couple of other friends. It was just very, a very casual sort of thing, you know? So I was walking at Wood Lake, which is a park close to where I live. And I had not indulged in any mind-altering substances during this walk. But as I was walking, you know how you're prone to thinking about things. And I thought, God, I wonder if X would want to just make out with me, you know, just that's all. Just like make out. That's, you know, might be fun. So interestingly, he called me that night or whatever. He called me shortly thereafter. And I was a little stoned. Okay.
We're back. And I know so far you've heard about my parents' marriage and you've heard about my mom's dating history as a widow, but we have not yet gotten to what I thought the point of this episode would be. So the point of this, I don't know if I explained this to you, but like, obviously, I miss Dad. You know, you miss Dad. Oh, everybody misses Dad.
Terribly. I do. At the most inopportune times.
Yeah.
You know, just get sad. Yeah.
And you know what I like? I've always loved just being around parents, just in general, you know? But I miss like just having like a dad-ish presence around in our family. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call this episode Nora Needs a New Dad. And Marcel said, and I quote, that's fucking crazy.
Marcel might be right on that. Also, I think the term boyfriend is so weird when you're 60 or 70. Right. My man friend. I don't need a boy. I need a man. Yeah. You know, like
a man who can drive at night.
A man who can drive at night.
All right. A man who, like, okay. So the point is, I like a fatherly presence. So yes, this is about me. I think Austin needs a fatherly presence. I think Megan could benefit from it. I think everyone could benefit, also you, from having a fatherly presence around us. We are lost. We are
a father figure. I think that's the term you're looking for.
A father figure. And I want you to have somebody around who's interesting, who's fun, who's smart. There's no way to replicate dad, but even if we could, I don't think that anybody is looking for somebody who's exactly like dad.
Well, no, you never look for somebody that's exactly like another person, because what you want to do is take all their good qualities, ignore the things that drove you out of your freaking mind, and just have this perfect person. And this new person will have their own things that drive you crazy. So, you know, you just have to deal with it.
Again, my mom wants you to know that my dad was great. He was a good husband to her. It's very important that you know that. And their marriage was, in a lot of ways, a good template for my own marriage. My parents each had their own lives. They had their own interests. They always fell asleep together at the same time after reading in bed beside each other. But they also took separate vacations because my dad liked to golf and my mom liked to stay in decrepit one-star hotel she found in the Yellow Pages and call it an adventure. But it doesn't matter what I want in a dad, or a father figure, or my mom's boyfriend. It matters what my mom wants. So what is Margaret looking for?
A combination of the humor and the intelligence and the presence of somebody like Stephen Colbert, and then mix that in with Gabriel Byrne and his tortured, emotional, dark Irish looks, smoldering eyes, you know, and then you want somebody who reads, that you can read things and talk about them and have great conversations, and somebody that maybe could cook one or two things. But basically, I thought about it recently. You know how at night you just want someone to talk to about your day? I just want someone to talk to at night, like before you go to bed, like, hey, how was your day? I did this, I did that. That is probably the hardest time of day for me. I need a pause. I need to get some water. Can we do that for a second?
Yeah, I want you to stuff those feelings down.